What reverb are you using? Because I bet you don't use this one. This is Realm. It's made by Native Instruments and it's free. And if you haven't tried it, you're missing out on one of the most creative reverbs that there is out there. I use it on things like really big spacey pads and atmospheric guitar stuff, and it adds a whole new layer of vibe. Honestly, it's become one of my go-to verbs, and it gives you three different modes. The first one is grounded, and this is for when you want tight, realistic spaces. Then it's got airy, which is one I use a lot, for lots of natural, tasty reflections. And then you've got cosmic, which is where it can get very fun and very creative. You can sync the pre-delay to your BPM.
Come on!
And my personal favorite feature, the freeze button. I'm going to show you how I use it to make a really tasty pad out of not a very tasty sounding guitar note. I'm going to go into this track and I'm going to find my guitars and then I'm going to solo this one. Sounds pretty shit. I'm going to slap Realm on it and then I'm going to press freeze.
Nice.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to commit this track. In Pro Tools, it's called committing, but in every other DAW, it's called bouncing in place. I've now got this really tasty, static, atmospheric pad that can just sit in my mix. Or I could add a sidechain to it, or I could go one step further and I could pitch shift it down a whole octave. And then I've got this really fucking eerie sounding, tasty pad that can just sit and add some nice weight to my track. Next level type shit. So what you're doing, get over to Native Instruments, download this, it's free, and start making some tasty textures, and then follow me. Big love. Bye.